avant-garde performer, ποιήτρια, τραγουδίστρια, εικαστικός και πάνω απ' όλα πρωτοποριακή μουσικός. Η Λόρι Άντερσον, που από τα 70's αναστατώνει τη νεοϊορκέζικη σκηνή με τις αντισυμβατικές παραστάσεις της, γεμάτες πρωτοτυπία και φαντασία, μίλησε αποκλειστικά στον Εν Λευκό 87,7 λίγες μέρες πριν την εμφάνισή της στο Ηρώδιο, την Κυριακή 10 Ιουλίου. Λόρι, είναι μεγάλη μας τιμή να σε έχουμε στον Εν Λευκό 87,7 για αυτή τη μικρή συνέντευξη.
Hi, Spiros.
Υπάρχουν αρκετές απόψεις για το είδος της μουσικής σου, από ηλεκτρόνικα μέχρι avant-pop και art-pop. Εσύ ως δημιουργός κατατάσσεις κάπου τη μουσική σου ή βλέπεις το θέμα με εντελώς διαφορετικό τρόπο?
Each time I make something, I try to, I guess, really tell a story. So that's the basis of the music, is what story is going to be, even if it's sort of a fractured story, like in little blips of language. But it's language that is at the basis of this music, and I love the rhythms of talking. So I'm working on an opera now that's really like a talking opera, not like a singing sort of thing. It's like just speaking. Okay.
Μεταξύ άλλων είσαι μουσικός, συνθέτης, τραγουδίστρια, βιολονίστρια, σκηνοθέτης, εφευρέτρια, έχεις πάρει μάστερ καλών τεχνών στην Κλυπτική το 1972. Ποιο από όλα αυτά αγαπάς πιο πολύ? Υπάρχει κάτι που έχεις μετανιώσει που δεν ασχολήθηκες περισσότερο μαζί του?
I'm like almost everybody else in the world, what is called a multimedia artist, because now even artists who are like kind of classic painters, you know, get involved with the digital world in some way or other. So I guess there are very few people who are doing pure like material work, or let's say clay, you know. Although I do regret not doing more things in clay. I do love it. I have a new work at the Hirshhorn Museum in Washington, D.C. that's all these clay figures, little statues, with projection on them, film projection, and they tell stories. It's a way to get a story into a museum, because nobody wants to stop and listen to a story when they're in an art museum. You look at paintings, you look at sculpture, and bing, it's fast. You see it and you move on. Stories are a form that's really better in books or movies, where you can sit down and listen. So my challenge is to make these talking sculptures, so you have to sit down, actually bend down, because they're really tiny, and listen to them, because they're really small.
Είσαι από τους καλλιτέχνες που κινούνται διαρκώς ανάμεσα σε πολλές μορφές τέχνης. Αυτός είναι απλά ο τρόπος που εκφράζεις τη δημιουργικότητά σου, είναι ένα μέσο για να προσεγγίσεις διάφορες πλευρές της προσωπικότητάς σου?
I'm not doing my work really to express my personality. Self-expression is not at the basis of this, really. I don't actually care if you know me. You know, I don't have this urge to tell you who I am. I have an urge to tell stories, so that is my motivation. Bad dreams and nightmares, big bad wounds. Ooh, they slip away into the remains of the day. Ooh, they slip away.
Αγαπάς τους κανόνες και τη δομή στην τέχνη ή σου αρέσει περισσότερο το αυθόρμητο?
A while ago, John Zorn, the sax player and composer, said, let's do some improv. And I was like, wait, because I was doing shows that were really carefully timed, were very precise and, you know, maybe over precise, but he said, let's do a show together and just improv. And I said, wait a second, what does that mean? You know, what key is it in? He said, I don't know, we'll see. Who starts? I said, I don't know, let's see, he said. So I thought, this is a very bad idea. And so I was very afraid to do it at first, and now I just love improv, and I jump at the chance to do it with jazz guys and with all kinds of people who like that sort of adventure. So that's been a really big new avenue for me, is improv. I also like rules and make them sometimes for my work. And they're helpful, you know, because they give it a coherence. Otherwise, it's really sort of can be a little wandering or a little, I don't know, self-indulgent.
Πριν λίγο καιρό το Running Up That Hill της Kate Bush, τραγούδι του 1985, χρησιμοποιήθηκε στη σειρά Stranger Things και βρέθηκε και πάλι στα charts και μάλιστα σε κάποιες χώρες έφτασε στην κορυφή. Η νέα γενιά λοιπόν ανακαλύπτει μουσική από το παρελθόν μέσα από την pop κουλτούρα, τα social media και την τεχνολογία γενικά. Ποια είναι η γνώμη σου γι' αυτό?
I just love it when songs come back from the past in another form. So Running Up That Hill is another way to experience that song. I mean, those songs from long ago had a very short chart life, you know, and many of them, that was a good thing that they had a short chart life. For many of them, they were, when they came back many years later as a film score or as some other shape, they mean a different thing. They sound different. It's a different context, but they're really good songs. And so it's wonderful that our culture doesn't forget. That's a really great thing that it once you get into that big digital grinder, you're there forever. So all of this music from the past is always available, which is a great thing for young filmmakers who can just listen to all this stuff and it's available to them.
Η μουσική πρωταγωνιστούσε στις περισσότερες κοινωνικές επαναστάσεις. Πιστεύεις ότι σήμερα έχει ακόμα αυτή τη δύναμη?
I'm dreaming that music has a part in a social revolution. However, I don't see that happening right now. I see TikTok driving short messages and in bursts that influence people's behavior. This is a disastrous time, especially in the United States, where we just had our laws reversed on guns and abortion in 2 days. Does music help that? I don't know. I was just asked to write a theme song about freedom, and I don't know how to write that right now, because freedom in our country is connected to death. In other words, there's freedom on one hand and death on the other, and people do not agree what those are. So, for example, that's why our big arguments are guns and abortion, because some people feel that guns are freedom, others feel that guns are death. Some people feel abortion is freedom, others feel that abortion is death. So we have these polar opposites and we are trying to figure it out. Can music make that clear? Oh, I hope so. So let's get started to make some revolutionary music. I think that happened in the 60s. Has it happened since? No.
The judge that it was you, and I had to sell the car and go to Florida because that's just my way of saying that I
love you. Τι πιστεύεις ότι λείπει από τον τρόπο που ακούμε σήμερα μουσική? Από την άλλη, τι πιστεύεις ότι είναι καλύτερο σε σχέση με το παρελθόν?
I am so happy that vinyl is coming back because it brings a new way to listen. I've been getting a lot of vinyl records lately and I've been making vinyl records, and you can put them on and put the needle down and then you're somehow that needle says, listen to me. It's not something that's just kind of on your headphones in the background while you're having a conversation or a Zoom meeting. So it asks for your attention because it's an old mechanical thing that with an arm that goes down. It actually has an arm and a grooves, and it's recorded in this way that is very, very primitive. Well, it seems primitive to us, and gritty. So I do miss paying attention. On the other hand, I love walking along the street and listening to stuff on my headphones. So it's all good.
Την περίοδο της πανδημίας, αρκετοί καλλιτέχνες χρησιμοποίησαν το ίντερνετ για online συναυλίες, θεατρικές παραστάσεις, για να επικοινωνήσουν την τέχνη τους στο κοινό. Πιστεύεις ότι αυτά είναι τα πρώτα βήματα μιας ψηφιακής εποχής στην τέχνη?
During the pandemic, I did a whole series of Zoom lectures, let's call them, for an hour and a half, called the Norton Lectures with Harvard University, and they were about music. Ostensibly, they were also about stories. They're still online. And so you can look them up under Norton Lectures, Harvard University, Mahindra, Laurie Anderson. And they were really fun to do. So check them out. It was a way to make a kind of little theater And I learned a lot about green screen and theater and how to talk about music in doing the Norton lectures. It was very intimidating to do them because the people who'd done them were like Leonard Bernstein, Borges, so I was like, oh boy, it's not something you can write the night before, so I had a really good time doing them.
Υπάρχει κάποιος καλλιτέχνης με τον οποίο θα ήθελες να συνεργαστείς τώρα?
I would love to record a duo with Christian McBride, the great jazz bassist. I've played with him a couple of times, and it just makes me laugh nonstop what the ideas he's coming up with. So, Christian McBride.
Η πανδημία, ο πόλεμος στην Ουκρανία, η κλιματική αλλαγή, ανάμεσα σε όλα τα άλλα, πώς σας έχουν επηρεάσει αυτά ως καλλιτέχνη, αλλά και προσωπικά?
Okay, so I'm writing a kind of, I guess you could call it something about climate change. It's an opera. It's a rescue mission. It's a 21st century rescue mission. That's all I can say about that, but it is what I think about. What's going on and where do we go? What do we do now? It's not an apocalyptic thing, I hope, because it's very easy to get dragged into the apocalypse of, like, the end of the earth. I mean, this is a very hard story to tell. It's as hard as telling the story of the beginning of the earth, because nobody remembers that, you know? And it was very vague and full of awe and fear. So it was the end of the earth. And also, the thing is that stories are things that you tell to people. If we're telling the story of the end of the earth, who are we telling it to? We're telling that story to no one. So is it a story if you tell it to no one?
Did I drink some poison?
Did I drink some poison?
That I don't remember now.
That I don't remember now. Is the blood on my hands? No, my hands are clean. Did I do something in another lifetime? It was really, really.
Ποια είναι η μεγαλύτερη ανησυχία, ο μεγαλύτερος φόβος εντός εισαγωγικών πριν ανέβεις στη σκηνή?
You know, I just don't ever get stage fright. I do have a moment of, like, before I'm walking onto a stage, this thought crosses my mind, why do I do this as a living? This is a very strange thing to be doing, hiding behind this curtain and then bingo, hello, good evening. I think, what am I doing? What a weird way to make a living. So maybe that's a form of fear. I don't know. You know, is that stage fright? I don't know if it is. But once I see people, then it's okay. Maybe I do have a fear that my equipment won't work. I do fear that sometimes. And I've never done a perfect show, so you have to work around the failure.
Σε λίγες μέρες θα βρεθείς στη σκηνή του Ηρωδίου. Έχεις ετοιμάσει κάτι ιδιαίτερο για το ελληνικό κοινό?
I'm making a few things, especially for the situation of this beautiful ancient amphitheater, which I played in a few years ago, and just, it was the most wonderful thing. I think I'm going to add some visuals this time. I'm not quite sure what they're going to look like, but we'll see. And also some special stories about some of the things that might have happened in that amphitheater. So I'm really looking forward to this concert. I hope you can come.
Λόρι, σε ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ για το χρόνο σου. Θα τα πούμε σίγουρα στη συναυλία.
Goodbye.